Coming up on show 415, VWID order books to open, Mercedes AMG to electrify everything, and so much Model Y. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Depending on where you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome to EV News Daily for Thursday, the 15th of March. My name is Martin Lee. I've been through every EV story I can find today to save you time, to save you surfing the blogs. Obviously, there is one big story. Depending on when you're listening to this or not, depends on whether the Model Y has been released by Tesla. Their fourth big mass car, if you don't count the original Roadster, and some people wouldn't even count the Model S or the X as mainstream mass market cars. But either way, Tesla went from the original Roadster to the S to the X to the 3, and already announced the Semi and the new Roadster, and now the Model Y. There is no doubt this, though, can only be classed a mainstream car. Thank you very much to MyEV.com, as always, for helping me make this show. In a couple of years, you know, we'll be talking about Model 3s being on the used car market and people trading them in for a new Model Y. When that comes around, I wouldn't mind a used Model 3. Not sure I can. The budget stretches to a new one, but it's the place that you'll be going to buy and sell cars. It'll be MyEV.com. It already is. So let's talk about the Model Y then. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because there's, firstly, so much other news to talk about today. And also, chances are, by the time you listen to this, it may have been released. And so we can get into the nuts and bolts of it on tomorrow's show. And also, I'm hoping to catch up with at least one person who is at the Model Y event so we can hear firsthand. But let's talk about the teaser image that was shown earlier on Thursday. It was the Model Y under a tight black wrapped cover, and lots of people right now are, we're about 8 hours away at the time of me recording this, so lots of people are not only already looking forward to seeing it in person, but they've got the link for the live stream and they're looking forward to it. Tesla is pretty active on their Twitter and Elon is retweeting that. The specs are at the moment, again, chances are when you listen to this, everything will be public, but the specs have been thrown around for a while now. But what we do know is Elon said 10% bigger, 10% more expensive. I can't see, and because the range is going to be less, I can't possibly see the range of the base model being less than the base model $35,000 Model 3. So I think they're going to do something interesting around the base price, the base spec. But like I say, let's not spend too long on it today because we're going to get to that tomorrow on tomorrow's show, and hopefully we can publish early on that if we get around to it. Let's talk. There's loads of other news today. So look, I've recognised the Model Y, the big event, but let's move on. Volkswagen's ID. The Volkswagen ID order books are going to open in May, but not all around the world. This is going to be a European order book that opens. Less than 2 months to go until VW open up what's called the pre-orders of the ID. The date for your diary is March the 8th. Sorry, May the 8th. Hold on, that would be in the past. May the 8th, at least in Europe. I think North America, USA, at least, are going to be pretty bummed about not getting this car straight off the bat. Less than 2 months to go, though, until you can put your money down and get in the queue. Mark Kane at Inside EV says the German manufacturer reportedly intends to offer at first a launch edition of the ID hatchback that'll be well equipped. Some say it'll be, there's three batteries. Some say it'll be the middle battery, which is the launch edition. Customers need to get in there if you want to get an ID early because VW believes it's going to be sold out by September when the first model will debut at the Frankfurt Motor Show. So what did VW say? Well, the board member for sales, Jürgen Stackmann, said this, and I quote, "The brand is making good progress with its second transformation towards a greater focus on e-mobility. In the next 10 years, the brand will manufacture 10 million electric cars based on that platform. First off is the ID. We will be presenting it at the IAA, and customers can pre-book." That's the language they're using. Pre-book the launch edition of the ID from May the 8th. "Given the interest in the ID family shown by our dealers, I think it's possible that the launch edition will already have sold out before we unveil the ID in September." End quote. Yep, I think, Jürgen, you're pretty much bang on the money there. I think there'll be plenty of interest in that. The specs could be around 50 kilowatt hour battery, maybe 60 if you're going for the mid-range one, maybe 250 to 280 miles of range on the launch edition. We know single motor, 150 kilowatt motor for the launch edition. Not a great top speed, but why would you want to go faster than 112 miles an hour? That's about 180 k's in the VW ID. up to 11 kilowatt onboard charging, very useful. 125 kilowatt DC fast charging, very useful. Not going to break any records with that, but chances are there's not too many chargers around you that can go that fast anyway to begin with. So I wonder how many people are going to put their money down and say, I'll have one. I'll have one as soon as you can deliver one. There'll be certainly a shorter gap between pre-ordering or reservations and getting your car than there was on the Model 3, because May the 8th you can get your name down, and then end of this year the VW ID will be delivered to the first customers if they are staying on schedule, and they're putting a huge amount of work into getting those cars out. The first cars, at least, are going to be out by the end of the year. Super, super interesting. I think we're all going to be watching the reaction to that in a really big way, because EVs are definitely supply constrained at the moment. There's huge demand, whether it's the Korean ones, the ones like the Kia e-Niro, Kia e-Soul. I said e-Soul, careful. There's a new 64 kilowatt hour one of those coming soon. Not, I don't believe, on sale yet, but also the Hyundai Kona. It's the Korean models, like a year-long waiting list for some of those. And some of them actually got taken. Here in the UK, they took it off the market. You can, all you can do is put your name down and register your interest, because it got to 12 months, and I gather the Kia just didn't want a reputation of having a waiting list of 18 months. So it's you can't buy one at the moment, at least not on their website. So we look forward to the ID. Big news. I think that's huge news, actually, that they've actually put a date on when you can go online, maybe even go to a dealer, and buy one. Will we see people, like, you know, all those years ago with the Model 3 launch, people camping out, sleeping on the streets? Gut says no, but we'll wait and see. Of course, these days, that's one of the interesting thing about the Model Y, which we'll find out in about 8 hours' time, is their own online-only sales now. So all of that fever that always makes TV news, like people camping out for the new iPhone, which they don't do anymore, people camping out for the Model 3 to get their name in line, that, of course, won't be happening this time. Moving on to Bugatti, or Bugatti, depending on how you say it, thinking about an electric car for Bugatti, says Cam at Motor1.com, after building the fastest and most expensive cars, building a practical car might actually be a challenge for Bugatti. Hot on the heels of the incredible Geneva release of La Voiture Noire, the black car, the Bugatti boss Stephen Winkelmann has hinted that Bugatti may look to enter a different market segment. The supercar they unveiled, the La Voiture Noire, may well be the most expensive car in history, but what about a somewhat more practical Bugatti that is electric power only? They could be doing an EV that balances out performance and comfort, but also is a real daily driver as well. And that'll be interesting to see what Bugatti's interpretation of the phrase daily driver is. I'm sure it'll still be out of my price range, and maybe yours as well. But we love to see those big halo cars that, hey, we can't all afford, but heck, we dream about them. Ah, dreaming of racing on electric power. I love Formula E, and I was looking forward to seeing more about Moto E. The Moto E Championship, starting small with, I think, a 5-race series, and it was going to be happening this year. Moto E have been in pre-season testing in a place called Jerez. 18 bikes were taken there yesterday to be tested, 18 electric bikes, and they've got some times on the board as well, and the teams and the riders were getting their head around these electric racing bikes, looking forward to it being a new support series. Unfortunately, 12:15 local time, the paddock structure, the building that all 18 electric racing bikes were locked up in, something caught fire. No evidence that it is any of the bikes. It could have been something around it, a petrol generator or something. However, I'm afraid they all burned to a crisp. The races were going to be held on Sundays. They were going to be 10 laps long. There were going to be 12 teams involved. And sadly, nothing much but charcoal left. Let's see if it delays, they get some more stock, more bikes made, and whether that short race series will go ahead. And I'm sure that electric bike racing is going to take off as much as Formula E has done. Back to Motor1.com, by the way. And Adrian Padenu at Motor1 is talking about Mercedes AMG. Of course, AMG, the performance arm of Mercedes. They are electrifying everything, to electrify every single model, at least with a plug of some sort. Mercedes, we applaud you. plenty of car makers are going for the soft hybrid version of the word electrify, because they can put a 1 or 2 kilowatt battery in and a kilowatt hour battery in, and they can spread their batteries, you know, their battery supply, as we talked about yesterday with Toyota, across more cars. But it looks like Mercedes-AMG are going for the plug. They said, Adrian Padenu for Motor One says that a Mercedes-AMG, the promoter of the trend that's launched models like E53 and the CLS53, which aren't fully fledged performance cars, but are pretty special cars along the way, by the way, are going to be electrifying. The best is yet to come, he says, with plans to put a plug on every single one of their models. The reveal was made by Mercedes Head of External Affairs for Emissions, that is Frank Overmeyer, who went on to mention that in the long run, mild hybrids are not suitable. They're not suitable for Mercedes-AMG. They only bring minor emission savings. They're not great for performance. A plug-in powertrain with a bigger battery is the way to go. And we will see them on all AMG cars with EQ Power branding. Of course, this is the first weekend of the Formula One. And as I'm mentioning Formula One, I should, of course, mention a respectful mention for Charlie Whiting, the man who starts all of the races. And the man, actually, Charlie Whiting, many people will have seen him on TV for a couple of seconds starting the races behind the scenes, has worked tirelessly for decades on the safety of Formula One cars and motor racing in general, and many drivers racing now would certainly have a lot to thank Charlie for. Sadly passed away earlier today in his sleep at the age of 66. It's definitely cast a shadow over the beginning of the Formula One season. This weekend, hopefully, is a fitting tribute to an incredible man that worked so hard for safety in Formula One. And I come on to Formula One because, of course, Mercedes Formula One cars with Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas racing this weekend have that big EQ branding down the side. It's what Mercedes, that's how they, you know, with VW have their ID and Mercedes have their EQ power or EQ plus power for their electrification. But a quick mention there for the Formula One this weekend. And I couldn't let it go by without a respectful mention for Charlie. Staying in Europe, by the way, and in Germany, the Tesla Model 3 is leading Germany to new plug-in electric car sales records, according to Mark Kaner, Inside EVs. Now, you know the Inside EVs plug-in sales scorecard is always the go-to place to look at the numbers. That's for US sales. But they do keep, as far as I know, they keep a pretty close eye on all the sales figures around the world. And in Germany, the plug-in registrations were pretty good last month, but Tesla were way out ahead, 1,092 in Germany alone. And of course, Europe has many countries to fulfill orders in. And almost all of those were the Model 3. It's big news. And of course, on the doorstep of those big German manufacturers that are on the verge of releasing their own EVs as well. 6,839 new plug-in passenger cars were registered, 34% more than a year ago, a near record market share of over 2.5% of the entire market were EVs. Plug-in hybrids, on the other hand, have fallen for the 6th month in the row. It changes around the world, this, but in Germany, plug-ins and hybrids are just not flavour of the month or even flavour of half the year. It's pure electric cars that the Germans are very quickly falling in love with. And this month it was indeed the Tesla Model 3 that led the way, by a long way as well, by the way, the most popular model easily. And of course, in Germany, you have the autobahns where there's no speed limit and some of those Tesla Model 3s. I'm sure by now some of those 1,000 cars have had a good old workout. Good old stretch of the legs with the right foot buried just to see that performance on the unrestricted autobahns. Moving on to BYD, makers of commercial vehicles, makers of many things actually. BYD stands for Build Your Dreams, Chinese company, but I think pretty famous for building pretty good buses actually. And they're doing good business in buses. A second airport order in Europe. Electric buses are in service in Brussels, another 30 of them. They're 12 metre long e-buses for the Brussels Airport Company, operator of Zaventem Airport, which serves the capital city in Europe. Last week, it saw the start of the service of the first electric buses. BYD have a 10-year service support contract to look after them as well. And it's a great place to have electric buses at airports. Firstly, they're doing routes around the, whatever you call it, the apron, or, you know, like the terminals, right? So they're never far away from a plug. They're not going to be a million of miles away from recharging. But also, it's stop, start, stop, start. There's lots of people around. If those buses at airports are often ferrying people constantly to aircraft. And we're not pretending that air travel is in any way good for the environment. But if you are going to go to an airport, if you are going to get on a plane, if you are going to have to use aviation fuel, at least the bus that can ferry you around at the airport is a pure electric one, at least. Congratulations to BYD for getting more electric buses in more places. Couple of stories to finish off then, by the way. Let's talk about emissions. Things not so good for Fiat Chrysler, by the way. There's a recall on for Fiat Chrysler, and it's big. It's really, really big. It's 862,000 cars. The company that makes Jeep and Dodge is under investigation at the moment. According to TheVerge.com, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, said yesterday it's going to recall over 865,000 vehicles that don't meet the US emissions standards after settling claims that it manufactured vehicles that emitted more pollution than they should have been. The voluntary recall of the cars go from 2011 to 2016 model years. The Jeep, the Dodge, the Chrysler vehicles recalls are going to be implemented throughout the year. The US Environmental Protection Agency said yesterday it would continue to investigate non-compliant FCA vehicles. Just another car manufacturer that's in trouble for emissions. We're done. We're done now, aren't we? That's it. You did us. We've been conned. I bought some diesels. I regret that now, but I was doing what I thought was the right thing at the time. We're over that now, and we're into a brand new era. There's never a reason to buy a car with a combustion engine ever again. And this is more examples of it. And finishing off with, I think, kind of an interesting story. I know that this isn't purely EV, but I know that you listen to this podcast, you're probably of a certain mindset. You'll find this interesting. Researchers have identified two strains of diesel-eating bacteria. They're in pristine Antarctic soil, and their optimal working conditions are there. The insight could potentially inform bioremediation efforts in the region. An open access paper on the work appears in a new journal that I found called Microbial Cell Factories. Pollution from hydrocarbons like diesel, widely used for transportation, heating, power generation, is a huge threat to wildlife, not only around the world, particularly in Antarctica. Using naturally occurring bacteria to consume and break down pollutants, if they can make this work, it's a simple, economical, environmentally friendly solution in an isolated area like Antarctic. One of those places, the Arctic, the Antarctic, the poles, let's face it, are places, look, if we can keep them as clean as possible for future generations, so that at least they can experience a little bit of what we had before we totally destroy the planet, it would be a wonderful thing to do. I'll put a link in the show notes to Green Car Congress, where I found that article. Right, that's the news today. Didn't go big on Model Y. I'm sure you understand why. I'm sure the news is already out by the time you listen to this. There'll be a special edition of the podcast to listen to. Nothing but Model Y. Thank you very much for listening today. If you want to take part in our question of the week, I would love to hear from you on this week's question of the week, set by myev.com, as always. And it's a great one this week. It's a bit of fun. Everyone's getting in the spirit of this, and it's had a really big uptake this week. What slogan, motto, or catchphrase would you put on a t-shirt to say something about electric cars? You can email me. My personal email is hello@evnewsdaily.com. I leave my DMs open on Twitter if you want to send me a message. Also on Facebook, messaging is open on that. I don't always reply straight away because I'm kind of busy and I'm trying to hit all the platforms, but I will get back to you. Certainly for question of the week, I sit down on a Saturday with my Saturday morning cup of coffee and go through all of the responses through the week, and I try and pick out those ones which I think would be great to read out on Sunday's show, and I could be reading yours out. There are 201 patrons of the show on patreon.com /EVNewsDaily to keep us going. There are 414 previous episodes. If you want to listen to any previous show, you can subscribe for new ones to get them first and free and automatically. Please share the show. That's a desperate attempt at attention seeking, I'm sure you understand. The thing is, though, with podcasts, I mean, you can't really advertise podcasts. Well, you could, I suppose. But the way that you find out about new podcasts is saying, having one of your friends, or you see someone online, one of your circle, says, "Hey, I found this show. I thought you might be interested." And if there's anybody you can think of, like one person that would get some value out of this show, if you did one thing for me, in return for me making this every day for free. I'd love you to share it. Because I'm a blatant attention seeker, and I would love to spread the word about clean transport to more people around the world. Thank you. Right, if you want to say hi on Facebook, LinkedIn or Twitter, search EV News Daily. Do have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow for a new model special. In the meantime, please remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.